Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.
Welcome to the Inside Lacrosse Podcasts. I am Matt Kinnear. Today we continue our new coach Q&A series. We have Wagner coach Bill McCutchen on the line to talk about the Seahawks, a job he took this fall, taking over for Matt Posgay. Coach McCutchen, how you doing today?
Thanks, Matt. It's been awesome so far. We've definitely been very busy, kind of sitting here in the office, and the head's starting to spin a little bit less than it was a few weeks ago, but so far, so good. You know, kind of came in at an interesting time, you know, in the year, being kind of midway through fall ball here. The team was kind of in full swing when I got to campus, so we kind of had to reorganize a little bit of what we were doing to kind of get the most out of our 8-hour period, but have been very excited to be here working with these guys. And, you know, more than anything, I think the beginning kind of couple of weeks has been, you know, really getting to know them, and I think the other way around, and kind of gelling as a staff, having the guys, you know, as a team continue to come together almost for sort of the second time is definitely interesting. And I would say, you know, a little bit of adversity there that they had to go through with, you know, some time without a coach. But it's been an awesome group of guys to be working with, you know, and I'm pretty lucky to have such a, I think, even-keeled group of guys to kind of attack this thing out of the gates with.
Coach, you mentioned there's some adversity and some challenges with this kind of later start than usual, you know, that you were hired on to lead this program. But what are some of the things that you saw that I want to be at Wagner? What are some of the positives, some of the things that you think you can do at this college when you're leading this program?
Yeah, you know, truthfully, coming out of the summer, I wasn't really looking to make a move. Was very happy at Monmouth, and you know, love those guys. They're a fantastic staff, and you know, learned a lot from them, and kind of felt like we had some unfinished business there. So, you know, for me, the idea of, you know, coming out of the summer as a head coach wasn't really something I was thinking a ton about. You know, I'd kind of you know, looked at a couple of jobs, and you know, kind of, I think, as you're doing when you get into this thing for a few years, start to see what could be a good fit. And I think that's really the biggest thing that kind of drew me to the position when it was open. It was just the right fit. You know, I think we've had an opportunity when I was coaching at Monmouth to compete against Wagner every year. And one of the things that I just loved about playing these guys when I was on the other side of it was just the toughness and kind of the blue collar kind of grit and scrap that the Seahawks had. So I was kind of thinking about, you know, seeing them on the field and the product that I know that they could put out and the toughness that the team exudes and, you know, where I am in Jersey, and started to come together as something that could potentially be a good thing for me and, you know, my family and things like that going forward. So, quite frankly, you know, was an easy decision to at least begin to explore, what the opportunities were here at Wagner. You know, never a tough, you know, never an easy decision, and definitely a tough decision to leave the place that you'd been at for, you know, 5.5 years and had an opportunity to build. But I think a lot of the things that excited me about the potential at Monmouth exist and have existed here, from sort of being able to implement new culture and, you know, some new beginnings and some new foundations for this team going forward is kind of where my head's been at. Truthfully, it's been team, you know, the whole way through for the past 6.5 weeks has been getting the guys focused on what we can do better together. So I think that whole notion and idea is certainly something that Coach Fisher, you know, displayed and exemplified very well at Monmouth, and always respected, you know, kind of the plan of attack to how to build a program, and was lucky to have been able to work for those guys and learn some of those things that, you know, we're definitely doing right in the gates here as far as, you know, culture and, you know, team bonding and connectivity. And I think they're important, you know, that coupled with just candid communication has allowed me to really get to know these guys quicker than, you know, I think I would have had I had the whole summer to kind of think about it and do some things like that. So, you know, definitely hitting the ground running, but saw a lot of potential in the program. And, you know, there's a lot of really good people here, coaches, administrators, staff, that want to see men's lacrosse succeed, and that was definitely at the forefront of the decision as well.
You're talking about building a new culture, a new beginning. What are some of those pillars that, you know, are integral to the culture that you plan to build at Wagner?
You gotta have guys that are bought into, I think, the bigger picture ideas of the team as a whole. And, you know, it's cliche, but, you know, it's never just about individual success, whether it's guys on the field or us as coaches. It's got to be kind of whole-sided in the approach of team and sort of the idea of putting others before you and service and all that kind of stuff goes into it. So I think from, you know, a reshift, if you will, we're not rebuilding the culture. I think there's good culture here. I think there's really good guys that care about their teammates, that are doing very well in school. They come from good families. You know, they understand, I think, the grind that a Division I season has sometimes, and they're really motivated to, I think, more than anything, kind of start fresh. So, you know, for us, it's really been about, I think, getting the group together. We've done some little things in the early get-go, like a leadership council, which allowed us to get guys from all different grades together to talk about things that were kind of facing us, you know, issues here, both on and off the field. And I think when you sit down with the group and you kind of do that once a week where you're talking candidly, you know, with college guys about what their interests are and, you know, what they want to get out of their experience, both in the classroom and on the field, it really begins to open up, you know, effective dialogue between coaches and players. And I think that's how you begin to kind of shift the culture towards what we want to do is, you know, have consistency in our play, win a lot of games, you know, be a better team in the NEC, quite frankly. And I think, you know, for us, I think it started at sort of that grassroots level with how do we get along? You know, what are the things that we can do to help our teammates out on a regular basis? How supportive of each other can we be? You know, celebrate the little things, you know, goals in practice, you know, stops and kills on defense, all that kind of stuff is, I think, paramount towards creating an exciting practice atmosphere, a place where kids want to strap it up and get out on the field and play. And I think, you know, a lot of that's had to do with sort of that team first mentality.
You've mentioned that phrase team first. You've mentioned group. You know, it's really sounds like it's all about the players, and you're really giving them opportunity for leadership and an opportunity to do some great things. How did you go about the process of maybe identifying those guys on your team who are the leaders, who are going to be guys who are you're going to rely on come the spring, come the off season? How did you identify those guys and maybe empower them to do some things for you?
That's a great question, because I think sometimes, you know, when you get to a new place, everybody's kind of shooting in the dark. And at least for me, I kind of felt like I knew the team a little bit before I even got here. Not only had we crossed paths in recruiting with some of the Wagner guys when I was at Monmouth, but, you know, obviously doing good assistant work, you know, with Andrew Giesen at Monmouth over the past, you know, 5.5 years, we're putting together scouting reports on this team and kind of new tendencies of plays and things like that, and was beginning to put, you know, a face to a name kind of a thing. So it felt a little bit different than, I think, just coming in and saying, hey, here's who I am and looking forward to getting to know you. And we had some interesting carryover with, you know, even brothers, Monmouth and Wagner. The Grays are, one's a senior for me and one's a freshman at Monmouth now. So there was just a lot of kind of carryover bits that felt familiar and comfortable. So I think the big thing that we had to do, you know, for myself anyways, right out of the gates, was see who wanted to be in front of the team as a leader, which is why we kind of created this leadership council right out of the gates is one of the first things that we did to, you know, introduce the opportunity for the guys to be able to talk to each other, myself, our staff, and the team as a whole, who felt comfortable in those leadership roles, who had kind of some of those ideas about what they wanted to do, whether it was in their senior year and their final playing season, or as freshmen that had been through a little bit of a tumultuous fall with a coaching change and what direction is this going to go in and things like that. So it was really just an open forum to communicate and talk. And I think coming out of those opening, you know, sessions, if you will, we as a staff, you know, were able to really identify, I think, who the guys were. I mean, I'm also pretty lucky because Gary DiClemente has been here for a few years as an assistant, and I wanted him to stay on board, and he is going to throughout the year. So had an opportunity to really dig in with him and find out, you know, who he thought were some of the better guys and the leaders on this team, to be able to, you know, target them myself and have conversations, but also to kind of keep it, you know, pretty light and vanilla. You know, it wasn't a, hey, come into the office and tell me right now why you want to lead the team. It was more, you know, let's see it through practice and through your interactions with the guys and some things like that. And I would say that pretty lucky to be coming into a situation like this with such a strong group of seniors. These guys are awesome. They've done a great job of making me feel comfortable and at home. You know, I've kind of invited me and included me into their family, and that can be tough. You know, I mean, you're going into your senior year and you think things are going in one direction, and all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of hit with this reset, if you will, across the board. So they've owned it. They've been great. They've been energetic. So I think when you have a group like that, it's really, you know, they're motivated, they're driven, you know, they're killing it in the classroom. And then on top of that, you know, they want to leave the absolute, you know, best that they can, you know, leave Wagner better than they found it. And they're acting like it and playing like it. So I think that's made the transition easy as well, to be able to kind of see those guys taking it into their own hands and saying, you know, this is what we want out of this experience.
You know, one of the reasons that this seems like it's a good fit, and you touched on this, is a lot of those familiarity aspects. And, you know, you have tremendous experience coaching in this region, and, you know, you're pulling from a lot of the same kids that you've dealt with before, that you've recruited before. That familiarity, just how good lacrosse is in kind of the New Jersey, New York area, how much is that going to help you out long-term when you look at what you can do here at Wagner?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big piece of it. And I think when you're looking at any kind of hotbed region that has a Division I opportunity, you really can, you know, gear it immediately towards effectively recruiting that area. And I think for us, being really a stone's throw from all those spots, from Jersey, from Long Island, you know, about 3 hours to get down to Baltimore, a little under two to Philly. I mean, these are all the pockets that, you know, I think for us, we can be very successful with and have been in the past. So, you know, having the familiarity with the area, recruiting it, I mean, having played high school lacrosse in New Jersey and then coached high school lacrosse in New Jersey, have an opportunity to, you know, not just, you know some of the club and high school coaches, but actually be pretty close friends with them. And I think that really helps out as well when you're building relationships and, you know, starting to talk about your team again to maybe people that hadn't heard the message the way that you want it put out there. And I think that's really helped us, I think, you know, begin to check some of the boxes with the guys that we really like in this tri-state area. I think it's the pocket that you can absolutely win with, that, you know, you can be incredibly successful with. You know, and you got to be smart with how you do it. You know, and I think one of the things that I want our entire staff, and when we're on the road and recruiting, to do is to work to kind of flip some of those stones and, you know, find some guys that might be flying under the radar as well, which is, you know, probably what any coach is going to tell you is one of the keys to building a good team and program. But there's so much good, you know, lacrosse being played at every level. And there's also so many good guys, you know, that you just don't get a chance to see. So if you're patient, that's certainly one of the models that I think Monmouth has followed with, you know, patience in recruiting and building relationships. Those are things I learned from Coach Fisher that have, you know, I think suited me very well and have been cornerstones to what we wanted to do, you know, going forward here at Wagner. So tapping into the backyard, if you will, is, I think, paramount to being able to get, you know, guys that also know about the program. And I think you have to couple that too with, you know, getting outside of your comfort zone a little bit as well and bringing in some guys and getting guys to campus from all over the country. So we've definitely done that in the fall. There was a lot of kids on campus here that some were seeing, you know, Staten Island and us for the first time. Many of them are definitely seeing, you know, me as the coach here for the first time, but it was exciting. And I think, you know, there's just a really good feeling about the direction that we're going and what we're doing. And I think anybody who's had an opportunity to talk to us in the recruiting process will certainly feel that energy that we've got.
At Monmouth, you know, it was the inaugural season that you started coaching, you know, with this Monmouth program. And, you know, you were part of a process of building from, you know, from literally from the ground up with this university. Now you come to Wagner, you know, obviously it's not a new program in the same respect, but, you know, you're a new head coach. It's kind of a reset. It's a team that, you know, hasn't had the on-field success that I know the players have worked for. How do you kind of, how does maybe your experience at Monmouth transfer and translate into building up Wagner?
You know, we sat in the office in the first months of the season in year one at Monmouth. And I remember one of the things that Coach Fisher said was, you know, if we win five games or no games, it's still all about the process. And that stuck with me for sure, because in that season we were 0-13. And I think it fueled an absolute, you know, furnace for what those guys wanted to do going forward. And I think really was an effective way of looking at the whole thing. You know, I think sometimes we get caught up in the moment, whether it's recruiting or practice or a game planning scenario. And, you know, we lose sight of the bigger picture for the team, which, you know, for us is got to be, I think, a whole new way of how we compete and challenge our guys and look at, you know, the bigger picture stuff. And, you know, for us, it's patience in this process. You know, it's going to bleed into the next couple of recruiting classes, you know, to really work diligently to get guys that, you know, we think can help us win games here. And I think, you know, and I told the senior group that's here, you know, you can have a great opportunity here to be a part of, you know, getting us back on the right track, you know, from winning games to, I think, the mentality in the locker room to competing at an all-time high level on the practice field. And we have some of those non-negotiable things, if you will, which are going to be kind of cornerstones of our program here, which are, you know, effort, energy, you know, toughness, physicality. You know, we're not going to lay down for anybody. You know, we want to make sure that these are things that we're doing, because the guys, you know, I think have all of the ability. And they certainly are playing that way in practice. And I think to tap into it, to have it be an ongoing conversation, to have them feel like they can communicate it to the staff, has just been really good, I think, about, you know, kind of opening Pandora's box here and being able to make sure that, you know, as a staff, we're communicating our expectations and that we're not getting lost, you know, as far as the bigger picture, you know, site is concerned. You know, we want to be building a program that can compete well in the NEC nationally. You know, for us, we have an opportunity to play a lot of local games with good teams that are within, you know, an hour to an hour and a half. So for us, getting on the road or having those guys come to us is huge. And we've done that, you know, pretty much every year in the past. So, you know, just excited about the process. And I want the guys to understand that, you know, like Coach Fisher said, you know, 6 years ago, if it's a couple of games or if it's 8-9, you know, we're still all a part of this process and going through this thing together, you know, working to put out the best product that we can. And, you know, I'm more than confident that, you know, we'll have more success this year. And, you know, and I told the guys, you know, I'm kind of playing with house money here with the group. And I think they feel that as well. You know, we can do everything that we want to do in a short amount of time. However, is that going to actually allow us to build for the future? And I think they understand, they're starting to understand, it's hard to slow things down sometimes for college kids and for coaches that are running a million miles per hour. But hey, we want to get through each day, you know, as a team together, working, fighting, you know, clawing at every, you know, opportunity to help us, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the line as well. So I think they've definitely felt that and kind of, you know, are playing. And a lot of them have this, you know, this sense of urgency of, you know, why not us? You know, let's leave it all on the table, let the chips fall where they may, and, you know, we're gonna get after it every day and play as hard as we can. So I think, you know, you can't will yourself a way to win sometimes at this level, as you know, and, you know, the margin for error, you know, or success is so slim at the Division I level. There's a lot of parity. There's a lot of good players. You know, you don't just get to wake up and say, hey, I hope it's a good day today. You know, you have to really work at it. You have to have that be a part of your plan, your process, you know, through practice, through all the little things that we've kind of been talking about to make sure that, like I said, you know, you're kind of seeing that bigger picture.
You've mentioned Coach Fisher a few times. You know, you were an assistant coach under him at a Monmouth program, you know, that's been very successful in a short amount of time. What did you learn mostly from him? You know, obviously the process of building is one thing that you just touched on, but also who were some of the other guys that you would consider mentors and how you maybe shape and learned how to be a head coach from?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Fisher was great, and, you know, he's a consummate professional and a guy that attacks every day, you know, with the idea of getting better, whether it's the staff or the players. You know, was, you know, a guy that when you were around, you knew that you were going to get the most from. You know, he's a passionate competitor and somebody who really cares about his team, and, you know, that's kind of who I am as well. So I think those things were easy to see in our office on a daily basis. You know, Andrew Giesen, who's been there as well as an assistant, you know, did a great job with me as well, just having conversations about anything from X's and O's to, you know, getting through that first tough season together when I don't think any of us had really been accustomed to that type of tough season, you know. And I think unless you've gone through it as a player or as a coach, you know, there's absolutely nothing that feels better than coming back that next year and getting wins. So, you know, those guys are a good group of guys, a good staff, you know, care a lot about their team and the process. You know, was really lucky to have had a great experience at Towson with Coach Seaman, who's no longer coaching there, but I've kept in touch with him and certainly Coach Nadelin, who's, you know, the head coach there now. And we had some conversations over the summer about some things as far as, you know, job movement and also just coaching philosophy. So, you know, would definitely include those guys in the group of, you know, coaches that I look up to and have followed. And, you know, I think even locally in the New Jersey kind of coaching scene, you know, there's a lot of good people that have, you know, put their best feet forward to make high school lacrosse fun. And, I mean, my high school coach, Steve Manita, who coached in college for a while, was certainly one of those guys that made lacrosse fun, you know, and playing for him in high school was awesome. You know that you were going to get out on the field every day and get up and down and run and gun and, you know, go behind the back and take flips and fun stuff like that. And another guy who have kept in really close good touch with, definitely been a mentor to me in this process, is a guy by the name of Dan Lederer, who has also coached collegiately and at the high school level in Jersey, is an administrator at a middle school in New Jersey. And, you know, he's a guy that talked to pretty frequently about everything from recruiting to, you know, how things are going. So it's a pretty, I think, broad group, but, you know, that's who I've been surrounded, you know, with since my time here and as a coach. And I think these are all great people that have done a great job in the sport.
You talked about lacrosse being fun. Have you thought too much, and how much, you know, do you want to make it something you discuss now? Because I know you're in kind of the culture building and culture shaping, you know, time frame of your tenure at Wagner, but the product on the field, is there a way that you guys want to play? Is there a style of play that you prefer? How would you like Wagner to look like, you know, on the field come game day?
You know, I think it's going to be a combination of a few different things. I mean, I think one, everybody wants to play fast, you know, and anybody who's telling you that they don't is probably not telling you the whole truth. You know, if you have guys that can get up and down the field effectively in transition, you know, I think it means the difference in games sometimes to be able to play offensively like that and defend that type of, you know, fast transition. And, you know, looking at the new rules, everybody's going to have to play a little bit quicker, you know, at least in order to manifest shots on goal and, you know, with time of possession being, you know, something that's of kind of on the mind all the time. I think you're going to definitely see an uptick in style and quickness of play. I don't know if out of the gates it's going to be as clean as everybody wants it to be, but, you know, so I think we'd like to have some balance. I mean, we have some really good athletes. We have some guys that can play well in the middle of the field. We've got the ability to attack you, you know, at the midfield and, you know, down low and, you know, from goal line extended and things like that. So I think what I'd like to see us do the most is be fundamentally really sound. It's pretty much the only thing that we did in our 8-hour period between a little bit of scrimmaging and some half field sets is stick work, you know, and to be able to handle the ball. So I'm looking forward to us playing with some pop in our step. And I think, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, to be able to get excited about, you know, stops and kills and to clear, you know, and stops to possessions that allow our team to play a really good brand of lacrosse. And I think that's what you'll see from us this spring is, you know, not micromanaging offensive possessions or anything like that, but more teaching the game and what can be done in the proper situations is going to help us. And that's one of those bigger picture pieces is, you know, talking about IQ, watching more film with the group, you know, philosophy of offense and defense, how it can play into how we practice. And obviously the main goal is have that all bleed over onto game day. So, you know, we opened the season really early this year. We're down at Bellarmine on February 2nd, so we don't have an opportunity to get out and get a full, you know, 3 or 4 week preseason, you know, spring practice season. And we're going to be back on the 13th of January. We're going to practice for a week. We're going to scrimmage. We're going to practice for another week, and then we're going to go start our season. So, you know, for us, I think it's going to feel like the fall, you know, condensed timeline, you know, opportunity to flip the script a little bit. But certainly for us, I think, you know, patience and poise, you know, throughout the game, but with, you know, a little bit of hair on fire mentality as far as getting it done. You know, I want the guys that are the playmakers to have the ball on their stick, to share it offensively, but also to be able to, you know, go to the goal with 8 seconds and a clock and make a play. If that results in a goal, that's great. If it results in a really good shot, you know, that allows us to, you know, back the ball up, or, you know, goalie makes a save and we get it back and that extends the possession, that's fine. But I think the thing that we want to talk a lot about that we have been is just teaching good lacrosse, you know, how to play it throughout possessions, how to play it, you know, in the middle of the field. And more than anything, like I led with, you know, have fun doing it, you know, celebrate the little things. I want celebrations for goals in practice. You know, when our defense plays, you know, 35 seconds, 40 seconds of really good, sound, fundamental defense and gets a stop and gets the ball up and out, I want us celebrating that, you know, saves, you know, wins at the faceoff X. I think all of that is good for us. And, you know, it makes the game exciting. You know, if you're just kind of going through the motions, you know, that's not what any of us, I think, signed up to do as far as, you know, playing or coaching the game. You know, it's an exciting game because it's fast. And I think if you can kind of put those pieces together and begin to build a little bit of what you want your product to be, it's going to have elements from everything.
You're joining the NEC conference, and this is a really interesting conference in the sense that, you know, you have a team like Robert Morris that went to the tournament last year, but it's never been, you know, one top dog. You had Bryant had a run there. You know, St. Joe's has kind of been knocking on the door. You have Sacred Heart that looks really good this year. So, and it's a conference that's going to be growing. You know, you have the addition of Merrimack and LIU Post coming. Just joining this group of teams, this group of coaches and philosophies, how exciting is that for you?
It's awesome. We had an opportunity to get together as a conference with the head coaches at the New Jersey offices, you know, back in October, and, you know, meet with everybody. I know some of these guys, and you know, had an opportunity to begin some friendships with them. And it's a really, really good group of professionals and guys that really know the sport at an incredibly high level that are enthusiastic coaches. They're confident, they're smart, they're good leaders. They're guys that care about, you know, all pieces of what makes college lacrosse great, you know, academically and on the field. So I think, you know, pretty lucky to be in that group. Definitely looking forward to learning a lot from them, both in side conversation and on-field play. You know, I don't know how often there's going to be a ton of, you know, weekly communication, you know, in the season when we're getting ready to play, because of, you know, the competitive nature of preparing and things. But no, I think these guys have a great vision for how they want to run their teams. And you've got, you know, some kind of lifelong coaches and professionals and tenured guys in the league that are, you know, wonderful leaders that have done a great job with their own teams. And, you know, for me as a young head coach coming into this thing, I'm really looking forward to kind of learning through our successes and mistakes and watching good lacrosse, you know, being played. And to your point, the parity in the league, you know, I really feel like, you know, any year, and this was very similar to the MAC, and I think any of these leagues that have that kind of Thunderdome mentality, anybody can win on game day, you know, and I think that's really what I want our guys to feel and exude and be confident, because, you know, we're going to compete no matter what. And I think, you know, to have that mentality is great. And I know that all these guys are coaching that way and, you know, care about their teams in that way. And I think that goes a long way with, you know, building trust and rapport with the guys. But it's also important because, you know, to your point, the product that you're putting out on the field, you know, that Robert Morris team from last season was really good, you know, and gave Maryland everything they could handle. And you know, I think you're going to get teams in our league, and especially as we grow, to your point, more teams, more, you know, good Division I coaches coming in and guys that really know the sport well. And, you know, I think it's been great. I think it's going to get even better.
Certainly really is exciting in your conference, but around Division I lacrosse. And one thing that I was struck by reading your bio and kind of doing some research on you is, you know, you're a three-sport athlete. You played football, you played ice hockey, and, of course, lacrosse. How much does that maybe shape the kind of athlete that you look for at Wagner? And how much does it maybe shape a little bit of your coaching philosophy and what you value?
I think you learn from playing sports. You know, you learn about your body athletically. You learn about what you can do from a hand-eye coordination standpoint. You know, you learn what your limits are, you know, and I think all three of those different sports are sometimes coached by different types of guys. You know, you've got your traditional, you know, hard-driving football coaches. Lacrosse coaches probably fall somewhere in between there. And, you know, hockey is completely different because it's more strategic and you're talking from the bench and, you know, it's things like that. So I think when you have a blended experience, whether, you know, for myself was awesome. And I think definitely helped me to learn about, you know, how I could play and what the better parts of my lacrosse game were. And, it, you know, it took me a little while. I think anybody that thinks that they're going to come in their freshman season and light the world on fire, sometimes that happens, but sometimes there's a full-blown process of strength and conditioning and, you know, just getting yourself ready athletically and mentally, you know, to be able to compete at the D1 level. So when you're playing different sports that challenge you physically like that and put you in, you know, sometimes compromising athletic positions, you know, you have to come around quickly to it, you know. And I think that's one of the great things and about the multi-sport athletes is that they're guys that can do a lot of different things. You know, I think you look at basketball and it's such a quick sport and something that's, you know, very similar to lacrosse in that, yes, there's a transition element, but the small-sidedness of playing basketball. You know, you're in a small space. It's very similar to, you know, pick, play, and set action on offense and defense. And I think you can, a lot of similarities you can draw between hoops. Hockey is, you know, the very big hand sport. You know, so the guys that are really good finishers and have good hands, you can tell, might have played high school hockey. And then you've got your, you know, football toughness, mentality, physicality, you know, soccer athleticism where you have to run all game. You know, you're never coming off the field. So I think guys that are like to compete in different sports and challenging themselves to be better multi-sport athletes, you know, they might come in a touch raw if they don't just, you know, put all their focus towards lacrosse, but those are the kind of guys that I would like. You know, I would like guys that are high-end athletes that can be taught some of the nuances of the game. And of course you want, you know, guys at the Division I level that are bigger, faster, stronger, that, you know, have the skill set to help you finish and win. However, I think, you know, it's really important to get guys that have multi-sport backgrounds that know how to attack different types of game days. I mean, all of those sports that I mentioned that you talked about as well are they're different preparation. You know, I think hockey is tie up the skates, kind of skate around for 8 to 12 minutes, you know, get ready to go and then play. You know, football is a whole buildup. You know, it's the night before. It's a whole game day, you know, it kind of festivities, if you will, on the gridiron. And then lacrosse is somewhere in between there. You know, your guys prepare differently. You do have that locker room vibe and element, you know, where you're going to be sitting in there listening to music, getting ready for the game and things like that. But I think it really helps the IQ and the mental capacity for athletes to learn how to prepare for different type of game day situations. And, you know, when you get out there and you're playing in a Division I lacrosse game, you're not surprised by anything you see.
Coach, I'm going to leave you with the floor to kind of, you know, if I'm a prospective student athlete or the parent of one, what's the pitch for Wagner? Why, you know, should they consider Wagner as a university they'd like to attend? And what does it maybe provide for them that's going to help them in the future?
Yeah, I think you got to start academically, and anybody who's thinking that it's just about lacrosse at the next level really has to, you know, do their due diligence and research about the academic environment that any of, you know, our schools offer. And I think opportunity here, you know, we're an incredibly well-known, well-respected liberal arts school with a fantastic business program. We have a PA and an RN program as well, which are, I think, majors that are trending in a popular direction for young student athletes. And I think, you know, intimate campus environment, about 2,500 students on campus. So it's a little bit smaller, you know, but it's not a big state school. We don't need a bus to get around campus and things like that. And all of our facilities, classrooms, housing, everything is, you know, in a kind of really beautiful setting and in a walking kind of distance from everything. So, you know, you gotta do your research academically, but we provide a fantastic kind of outline for success for our guys and for our students here, as far as support, you know, the resources academically for tutoring and just the check-ins and the kind of fail-safe networking that we have here to make sure our guys are doing well. You know, I've had over a 3-2 team GPA, so it's a place where you can kind of have the best of both worlds. And I think that's something that's important for us as we're talking to, you know, young guys right now and juniors and seniors about their process and plans and things that they want to do going forward, is that you got to be at a place that can support you, that can have you get to where you want to be after, you know, college. One of the major things that we are incredibly proud of here is we have 98% job placement. Internships are a mandatory part of our programming here. So you're going to be potentially right in the financial district in Manhattan there. We have a ferry that goes right across from basically the bottom of campus that takes about 20 minutes to get over to the financial district. So our business guys are having kind of first class experience with networking and working in the environment that they're going to be getting jobs in. So, and I think, you know, variety is the spice of life as far as, you know, having different types of classes you can take. The liberal arts side of things here exposes our students to just a really awesome, I think, academic environment. And, you know, not to be long-winded, the lacrosse side of things, you know, it was incredibly exciting. And this is a place where obviously we talked a lot about the conference and how high level of a conference it is and the competition and the good teams in our league. And, you know, I think we're providing an opportunity for our guys to play against the best, you know, D1 teams in the area and in our conference. And I think with kind of our ideas of what we've got going forward, balance and the right fit, this is a fantastic place where, you know, our guys are having an incredible experience. And, you know, anybody that wants to come up for a visit and take a look at what we've got going on, I think is definitely gonna feel that as well. So, you know, to put it all together, you know, just a really great place to be at for 4 or 5 years, depending on, you know, program of study and, you know, ability to really, you know, give the guys a great experience. So,
Coach, that sounds great. February 2nd is going to be here right before we know it. So good luck in the final preparations for that, and have a happy holiday.
Great, Matt. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You too.
Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.